This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Head chef all the way, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, Dirty Foods and Gross Foods coming up. But first time for a few emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got
me. On our poll today, one of the options was to take a homemade raft down the Colorado River in the Grand Canyon. One on that. But Cholos, I have a raft story. Back in the 80s, myself and a bunch of my friends decided to attend Sea Fair on a homemade raft. We borrowed supplies from a local building center under construction. Plywood, 2x4s were in stacks in the back of the site. Another late night raid for large chunks of styrofoam for the floats. We hit the boat launch free. South of the race course. Spent a while paddling north. Ended up tying to another buddy who had a construction company that erected scaffolding in Lake Washington with a keg.
Okay.
By the end of the day, the raft was completely underwater because so many people joined us. We walked off the disintegrated raft and hiked back to our vehicles. Good times. That from Bernie the Glass Man. As we jump into the birthdays, guys, my name is Shay, and I'm writing in for myself. It's today I'm 34 years old. Could I get a couple of farts, and you guys maybe giving us an original fish sandwich? Maybe a fart montage, if you could. Thanks, guys. That from Shay. Guys, my man Jason is turning the big 4-0 today, and I have a full planned surprise day for him. He listened to your show and has gotten me into it. We're long distance right now, so every Friday when we make the trip, we listen and talk about the show for an hour and a half, maybe two, written to Skagit Valley. It is turning into an everyday thing when we catch each other in the car together. Let me tell you a little bit about him. He's one of the kindest guys I know. She calls him an a-hole. He's from San Diego, moved up here to the great state of Washington a few years ago. To sum it up, he's had one hell of a ride for life, and it's made him an amazing man. By the way, did get a local liquor store here in Skagit Valley to order the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewery.
Nice.
We can only find it down south, so got to give it to the man. So for his 40th, let's see here. How about a pep talk from Coach Ted on turning 40 and the Dirty Germans telling him to get ready for a wild ride? Thank you, guys. That from Rochelle. Is it going to go? There we go.
All right, turn of 40. Tell you what, 40's a big one, man. I say you go out this weekend and you celebrate big. What's kind of big? Sure, burger. I don't know, maybe a giant pizza. No, you're going huge. I'm talking steak. Not just steak, you order that damn bone marrow. Suck up all the fat.
Oh.
Yeah, since he promised you a wild ride, I would tell you what a wild ride means in Germany. It means that I have rough sex with you in the woods.
Yeah. Or you could always play hide the pretzel inside the bratwurst.
tricky game, but you get the hang of it.
Yeah, just make sure you boil it.
Guys, today's my son Brian's 44th trip around the sun. He's a longtime listener. Hit him with your best shot, Mike. Whatever you got over there you want to give Brian.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Please clap.
Mattel, I'm turning 49 today. I feel like I'm in great shape for my age. That was until this morning when I found myself struggling to open up a jar of jelly. It felt like it fused itself shut. Anyway, I eventually prevailed. So can I get some advice from Coach Ted on how I should spend my last year in my 40s down here in Jacksonville? And Captain Crunch telling me how he spent his last year in his 40s. Thanks, guys. That from Brett.
All right, it's a little tough because I know things have changed in Jacksonville since I was down there. But it's your last year in your 40s and you're approaching 50, right? Now, when you turn 50 in Florida, you get to be Florida crazy. I say you start early. Go down to the beach, get a jug of wine, and pass out in the sand.
Yeah! Little Captain Action.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. The old captain's last year in his 40s was spent in a Nicaraguan prison on bestiality charges. But eventually, after a long legal battle, I got the charges dropped when we provided video evidence that Tony the Tiger was pitching, and I was catching. So thank you, Aunt Jemima, for filming it. Also, I farted orange hairballs for 3 months. Crunch berries.
Hey guys, a big 75th birthday to my buddy's dad, Randy. How about a penis is too small and thanks for the small throats. Go Hawks and bow down, go Huskies. That from me, Ted Smith.
Happy birthday, Randy!
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom. A couple extra emails real quick here. We had a box today that was sent from a guy named Travis in Oregon.
Hello, Travis in Oregon.
And it's from Portlandia Foods, and what we have is a six-pack of Portland Organic Mustard. Ooh. And a six-pack of Portland Organic Ketchup.
All right.
So we each can take a bottle home and enjoy the deliciousness that is the Portland ketchup.
Everyone swears by this stuff. I've not tried it.
Miles is not lying. I was down in the Portland area, excuse me, Saturday, and was eating some of their delicious ketchup and everything, and it was super good. You know what? And the thing is, Thrill, you just have to remember to use the ketchup. That's the most important thing. Remember to use the ketchup. Remember.
We have a chance for you to go see Aerosmith and the Black Crowes, November 24th, Climate Pledge Arena. A little late on that one, but...
Is there a specific time that you use that ketchup there, Ted?
4:20.
4:20.
That's what I use the ketchup if I remember.
So close to being on a roll there for the week.
I'll tell you what, man. You've been on fire the last 2 weeks.
I kept this up here in front of me because I was going to do this right out of the break. And then, of course, my stone brain took me away from that. Oh, here's what you want to do. Text the word lady right now to 206-803-ROCK.
Lady.
You bring me up when I'm down. Here, 206-803-ROCK. They did that one, didn't they? Lady, you bring me up when I'm
Aerosmith.
Down.
Yeah. That's not Aerosmith.
Lady, your love's the only.
Isn't that a funk band?
Yeah, that is not Aerosmith.
Yeah, it's the Commodores, for crying out loud. Nope. Lady?
Yeah.
Or Kenny Rogers, Lady. In this case, it's probably
I'm
from...
your knight in shining armor, and I love you.
And then there's
until
Lady
tomorrow
from,
when I sneak out of bed.
Yeah. I was thinking, I think, Tom Jones, right?
Oh, yeah, Sticks. Oh. Lady.
There's another.
Lady. How many songs
when
are named
I'm with
Lady?
You, I'm smiling. Lady, text that right now to 206-803-ROCK. Okay, coming up, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day, but first,
time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef and a half.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. You guys enjoy eating contaminated foods?
You know it.
More contaminated. I will only eat a canned food if there's a big-ass dent on the side or if it's rusted.
Yeah, well, most people don't know. You go by produce, organic produce, and then there's contaminated produce.
It's right next to it. It's hard to miss.
Yeah, come on down to Ted's.
We're contaminated with flavor. Contaminated with savings.
So this is a list of the dirty dozen, the most contaminated foods, basically at your grocery store.
So these are all healthy then?
Because I'm guessing.
Because, I mean, you're not
alfalfa sprouts.
Like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch isn't contaminated.
But I think of all the things that seem like E. coli, and it always seems like spinach alfalfa sprouts.
And you're right. It's all fruits and veggies. It's like pesticides, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So this is why, remember, wash off your fruit and vegetables.
Yes.
All right.
Number 12. You're looking at me like I'm ever going to be in that position.
Now I know.
Do you do it for your family?
No.
You don't cook with vegetables, though, do you?
I mean, I'll cook with, like, mirepoix.
I mean, like, if your kid wants broccoli, will you touch it?
Onion, celery, carrots as a base or something.
Okay.
I'm sorry, if he touches what?
Celery. Will you cut up broccoli?
Look, celery, carrots, and onions are great for cooking. They kind of give you that base flavor you're familiar with. If the kid wants broccoli, he can have broccoli, but it must be in a separate dish if I'm also eating the same thing.
Well, what about that Holy Trinity, dude?
That's celery, onions, and green peppers.
Yeah.
That's my Cajun accent.
Dude.
I'm coming over here to see what there's one guy he's saying.
Welcome to Louisiana.
Hey, dude. This is what we're cooking at. We're starting with stick of butter.
All right.
First on the list, green beans.
Green beans.
I will say, though, green beans is not something... Like, I don't know if people eat raw green beans.
Yeah, they do.
Really?
I mean, think about the fact that sometimes they're pickled, but they'll put a raw green bean in a Bloody Mary.
But it's pickled.
Sometimes. Depends on who's doing it.
If I go to a bar and you just have a random-ass green bean in there...
What are you going to do? You're going to flip the drink over, light it on fire?
I'm throwing a stool.
Green beans, you never go wrong buying frozen green beans. They're one of the better frozen
vegetables.
Well,
you went wrong by doing that.
Yeah.
I will say this. If you growing up, you know, I know a lot of kids and stuff. I was one of them. It was like, eating vegetables, blah, blah, blah. I started with, you could buy the frozen, almost like shaved green beans.
Yeah. French cut.
Oh, thank you, boss.
Yeah.
And I don't know why those are better.
Well,
they're not good in the casserole. That's
they're easier.
Place.
I guess as a kid, when I got into my 20s, it was an easier way to get green beans involved.
Did you ever eat green beans that weren't in a can, though, when you were growing up?
Never.
Yeah, absolutely. I did not realize that, like, green beans, like, they don't actually look like that.
If someone jars green beans, man, and you get it homemade from a
pickled
garden,
that's probably
they're fantastic.
My wife just puts them into ramen.
Yeah. I mean, I eat green beans all the time now. Like, I like them. There's different versions. But, Thrill, you're exactly right. Potatoes and green beans, for the most part, came out of jars
or
cans
when
I was a kid. Next on the list, Thrill, be careful at your household. Blueberries.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Got to wash them.
She does. She washes them, but she's also a germaphobe, which is cool when they're 13.
Oh, she washes.
Like, baby, just press it. We're on the third floor.
Do you know how many germs are on that button?
Like, press the goddamn button. And then she puts her little sleeve over her finger and presses it. I say you didn't do it, and now you got to burn your shirt.
Does she have like the cook shoes, like the little finger condoms?
She does not. Now I will not get them for her. Like just deal.
I
with
mean
it.
That's what everybody called them. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Like if you have a cut or something.
Oh yeah, everyone called it the finger condom. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, these are the dirty dozen. Next on the list, cherries. But again, now cherry, I will admit, I have eaten a dirty cherry before.
Isolate that.
One time in college.
Well, I'm just saying, you could go to a stand or a farmer's market.
Right.
There's a cherry. It's like, I'll give it a whirl.
Are you saying you steal cherries?
No, they will offer you some.
Oh,
if you wait long enough, Miles.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Miles, you can walk by your,
I know,
your stand and grab it. Yeah, that is pretty good.
No need to offer.
I'll tell you what, I'm friends with a couple King County sheriffs. I don't know many Seattle cops these days. I have to figure out. Will take me a while. When Miles is going to go shopping at his store?
Oh, just take him out
and just send one of my guys in there and be like, "You see him grab that grape? Mm-hmm. But you attack.
Right. I mean, tase his ass.
I'm going to bite into a raw onion. Then go, take that."
Next on the list, it goes well with onions, bell, and hot peppers.
Okay,
I will admit I've been guilty of just. You ever get the little miniature bell peppers?
On occasion,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got to remind myself to wash those because sometimes you just get to dip it with them.
I don't eat them raw, so it's not a
problem.
I
clear out, though, the white crap in the middle. So I always open them up and clean them out pretty good.
But do you wash them?
Yes.
Next on the list is apples.
Yeah, I don't feel like we've heard that since childhood. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just one of those things. Miles, you never eat an apple?
Nope.
That's so weird, man.
No apples, no cherries. I'm good on this list. I'm healthy.
All right.
Come on, grapes.
What about nectarines?
Eh, not the biggest. When's the last time you knew someone that ate a nectarine? Every time I see someone eat one, they're like, man, this is good. I should eat it more often. And I said, but you're not going to.
I feel like nectarines, aren't those tiny oranges?
They're basically.
Them and the tangerine really lost out when, like, the cuties showed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just get a bag of cuties.
We're so cute.
This is the Dirty Dozen. Pears.
Okay. All right. Once again, don't have to worry about it unless it's on a fruit plate.
I'm with you.
It's D student.
I'm with you. As much as I love apples and I know it's its cousin, but I hate pears.
Tastes good.
No.
Really?
Oh, God.
You don't like pears? I mean, I don't love pears, and I rarely defend anything that's grown naturally.
Mealy damn thing.
It is a little mealy.
If they're thinly sliced on a cheese plate, they're pretty top notch. That's how I like them the best.
Cheese makes everything better.
Well, yeah.
Totally. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
You're not wrong.
It takes more than just the pear to get me to eat that.
Exactly. But paired flavor stuff I liked. Mm-hmm. I'm with Mike. They're too mealy and stuff. Next on the list, peaches.
Don't have to worry about that.
Millions of peaches.
I love peaches.
I'll do a peach cobbler.
Yeah. Now, do you buy an actual peach, or do you buy the crap that we used to get our kids, where you just open the cup, and presto, there's peaches?
I'm not allowed to get those anymore. We get real peaches.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did you get those?
That's all high fructose corn syrup.
That's why my kids like them.
I don't like the fuzz on it. I don't think you should eat hairy things.
Mild.
I disagree.
I'm moving along.
All right.
Kale, collard greens, and mustard greens.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, that seems pretty normal that everybody would wash it.
You would think it'd be all lettuces then. I guess those, like arugula is a dirty lettuce. You know, like you'd think all that stuff would
be. The ones that show up gritty are the ones that you should probably wash.
You guys have a salad spinner?
Yeah, I'll use it constantly.
I do not.
Change your life, dude.
It is.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic.
It'll keep you from buying bag lettuce. It keeps the lettuce longer,
dude, and
it's fresher, and it tastes better, and you feel better after you make it.
100%.
Just use your spoons to make your salad.
Yeah.
Spinach shows up on the list.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Which is tough because I like spinach, but I think I always wash. You know what? I'm thinking about it, if I buy a big tin of spinach, I'm not positive I wash it or just throw it in the bowl and start making a spinach salad.
Man, I would wash spinach, and this is just me, right? So all this crap could potentially be unhealthy, but like I played the long game of killing myself, so like I smoke. But if they said, hey, if you smoke a cigarette, you drop dead, I would stop. So if it might have pesticides on it, like it's microplastics, it's tobacco, I can live with that. E. coli seems to be the thing that spinach attracts, and that's like, do you want to poop jet black liquid for 3 days?
The bag that says pre-washed and still wash it.
Yeah.
I wash it off in my smoothie mixture.
I shower with it.
You're making a whole meal in there, huh?
Absolutely. I wash all your veggies, baby.
Kind of like Kramer. Strawberries make the list, obviously, but again, that's one of those fruits that like, it sounds so weird, but like where I grew up, you know, it's not, it's far from the country, but there was like a one of those stores that sold, like, had, like, they grew everything, kind of like a little farm, kind of in the hood. And I remember there was this part of the year where you could go and pick strawberries. So even though they were dirty, we'd eat them. Kind of like those.
Sure.
There's all kinds of little mites on those things, too, so you're going to want to wash that off. Oh, yeah. You ever seen the videos where they like, soak them in vinegar and whatnot?
No.
Don't watch those, man.
Don't do that.
Especially if you like strawberries.
Yeah. There's a lot of nasty on your strawberries.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I don't want to know.
A lot of protein.
Just a heads up, if you went to a very nice chocolate store and, say, got 6 very expensive chocolate-covered strawberries for somebody, for, like, a girl, don't come home drunk and eat 3 of them.
Oh, damn, man.
also on the list, grapes, Miles. Look, it's not about keeping you out of jail. It's about your health, son. I mean, you're stealing dirty grapes and just housing them.
No, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to eat a grape, right? And then I'm going to drop in the produce aisle and start shaking. And then I'm going to sue the grocery store for the pesticides and the grapes.
After Ted's friend tases you.
Yep.
I mean, that would just be funny. Also, one more. I have an issue with chocolate-covered strawberries. My old roommate, DB, very good cook, romantic man. I'm leaving for a bar one Friday night. He goes, hey, tomorrow's Valentine's Day. I'm making these. Do not eat any. Dad, I would not. Next morning, I wake up. He smacks me in the face. You ate some of them. I said, I did not. There's chocolate in your bed.
Do you remember how many you ate?
Yes, Miles, because he had put them in the fridge when they were still kind of melty, so you could see the 3 that I yanked out.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up, we'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, so count up minutes. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Mysterious orange orbs have been spotted all over the world, with the latest turning up in the UK.
Mysterious orange orbs.
That's right.
Like the sun?
Right. And like,
I mean, mysterious here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys remember those sun, like obelisks that were popping up, I think, in like 2020?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just, I think it's along the same lines. I don't know what it is, and whoever is putting them there obviously isn't looking at everybody staring at them and saying anything about it, or they're kind of enjoying being mysterious about it.
But of course.
I don't know. Fertility rates in the U.S. have dropped to their lowest point in a century.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Is that on the dudes? Or the gals?
To be honest with you, Ted, I'm not working on it, so I don't know the specifics of it, but I wonder if part of it is also just affordability. There's a lot of couples that are out there that are living paycheck to paycheck right now, and they can't imagine adding a kid on top of it.
But fertility means can they conceive, not
you're right.
Do you want to?
You're right.
Yeah, a lot of people who don't want to conceive.
Mm-hmm.
People who want to don't.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah.
Cruel world.
Facts. And to be honest with you, I don't know. It might be something in the water.
The water?
The food,
Medicare,
food,
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Penis not working.
Penis not working.
All the things.
All the stuff. According to research, there's a quote-unquote profound connection between what you eat and your brain health.
Hmm. Of course.
Yeah.
Is this supposed to be new?
Why did they do the study?
They made a study.
They'll do it again next year, too.
Do we have to pay for that? Is that our tax dollars?
I'm hoping it's not.
I really hope it's not.
I mean, look, we can all hope and pray for the day, but it's never coming.
Nobody's ever going to go, you know what? Eat more chips.
Right. Right.
Have some more pizza.
I'd rather they do a study on the best chips for dip, you know? Right.
You bet.
That's information I can use.
That's right. I will pay for that.
What is the dip? What is the best chip?
Correct. As I say, that's a loaded question.
Yeah.
Depends on the dip.
Indeed. Time of year. Hot or cold dip.
I'll take that study.
Right.
I'm willing to get my tax dollars.
Are we watching sports? Is this just a family gathering?
Is this one of those four-layer taco dips?
Right.
I need a stronger utensil.
You need better friends. Should be at least 5 layers. Dude.
5 layers. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I need more than this Lay's potato chip.
Structurally, are we talking structure? Are we talking taste? Are we talking
the whole thing?
Right.
That's why you do a study. Right. We're asking all the right questions. Yeah. No one's done the study.
Right.
But what they did a study was, turns out eating broccoli is better for your brain than ice cream. And you go, fellas, thanks for joining the party. We know.
Right. So I'm saying,
why do we pay for that?
I wish that study would come out. It's
guys.
Not.
Right. Survey says, guys like boobs. Stunning.
Thanks. Good job.
Thanks.
Hooray. Anyway, we've made it to springtime, which means that a lot of people are doing a little bit of spring cleaning inside of their houses, and they're trying to find those useless things that they need to get rid of, and I'm here to help you out.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10. 10
of the most useless things in your home that are just wasting space. For 10 years, I was unable to occupy the chase portion of my couch. For 10 years, I was unable to access 75% or more of my closet space. For 10 years, I would find empty bottle after empty bottle after empty bottle of wine occupying my recycle bin. And then I did some spring cleaning and got rid of some defective technology that was occupying said space. I called it a divorce.
Spring cleaning.
Spring cleaning. Taking care of the, you know, taking the trash out, you know. So these are the most useless things in your house that are just wasting space. Do you guys have anything on top of your head that you've got just laying around your house? Miles, I know that you tend to be more of a clean guy, so I
my dog
don't think you listed. Oh no, really?
Laying around the house,
oh, yeah.
taking up space.
I'm going to say 9 out of 10 of these I don't have.
Wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah,
wouldn't be shocked. How about you, Ted? Anything useless?
I mean, I have clutter, right? Because sure. I'll just leave a jacket sitting on the back of the couch or whatever. But I don't know if I have, like, big items that are just taking up space, though.
Let's find out. Last on the list, they have just toys. It may not be just who's collecting junk in your home. Your kids may have a stash of toys that they don't play with anymore, just don't want to be, they don't want to keep around. I remember that was a thing in our household every so often to be like, all right,
oh, yeah,
go
the purge.
To the bottom of your toy box and pull everything out of there. Give it one final look over. Realistically look at it like, when's the last time you played with this? And then put it in the box.
Or we will.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what, or we will do it. Yeah, I don't have toys anymore, but 5 years ago, abso-frickin-lutely.
Well, it's like going through your kid's stuff.
As far as
have they outgrown this toy? You know?
I think sometimes, too, though, like, some people just never want to give up stuff.
Sure.
So, like, I think my mom would just, or my dad would just throw out stuff.
Right.
Because if he sat me down and said, I'd be like, well, I should keep this toy. I might want to use it one day.
Oh, yeah. That was always the worst thing in the world when your parents showed up into your room with the big black garbage bag.
Because you know what it meant.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to start grabbing.
Before they get to my porn magazines.
Right.
I'll tell you what I do it with sometimes is homemade edibles. Oh, I had one I left in my freezer for, had to be 5-6 years for a special day.
Right. Special day never comes.
Yeah. Now I eat them like a grown up.
Damn right. Plastic bags.
Nope.
While some areas may have limited the use of single-use plastic bags, you may still find plenty of them at the grocery store, takeout restaurants, other retail spaces. You might have a bag full of a bag.
I mean, when I grew up, we all had them underneath our sink.
That's where mine are.
Right. I just think it's hard to get them anymore.
But I still use them as a thing. Like, if we get, it's like gold now.
Oh, yeah.
Plastic bag, put it under the sink.
I have zero.
You have none?
None.
All right.
I'm taking my bag to the grocery store.
Miles is 0 for 2. Random bathroom items. Nope. It says, when was the last time you cleaned out your bathroom drawers and underneath your sink, set aside some time to sort through everything and see what you want to keep and what needs to go?
Wife? I don't look because I use the stuff I use. Anything else for the kids and the wife.
Right.
I have a toothbrush, I have a razor, I have a bar of soap, there's some lotion, there's beard oil. I am done. I know where the cotton balls, the Q-tips are. Everything else in that bathroom,
exactly.
I have nothing to do with, and I refuse to get involved.
There's no point in having anything in there that you don't use.
No. We take up no real estate in the bathroom.
We really don't.
No. I have my one little corner that's you know, we have a full-on, you know, hanging on the head of the shower thing, shelving unit.
Sure.
And it is loaded with the wife stuff.
Yeah, I got a bar of soap.
The shelves over the toilet, loaded with the wife stuff. Under the sink, I don't even look down there.
No,
none
don't.
Of it is for me, don't.
Do not look down there.
I mean, I'm guilty of it now, but my place doesn't have a medicine cabinet.
Right.
So you got to spread crap around.
And look, I'm guilty of it, right? Like, I there's no reason NyQuil should just be sitting up there. I should put it underneath my sink. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
It's one of those things. It's not like you go home and just sip Quill.
Sure.
Well,
but it just sits there.
But you don't have a medicine cabinet.
Well, then start sipping it and put it to use.
Right.
God.
Sip them on some scissors.
Yeah. Crafting supplies. No. Thought it was a good idea to start knitting and scrapbooking, but now those crafting supplies are just taking up space.
Now, my wife does all that stuff, but she has a dedicated room.
Sure.
You physically have to be in it.
Crafting room.
My daughter has a desk, and I just don't look at it.
And look, I encourage everybody to explore your horizons, see what things you might be interested in, go and check out some different stuff. But also, once in a while, it's time to look back on the stuff like, are you really that dedicated to it? Are you really going to macrame?
You thought it was fun. Now you don't.
4 for 4.
Does anybody have a bunch of power cords that they don't need?
Nope.
Miles, you don't have the big box of random cords?
No.
None of mine are random. But yeah, we have like the power surge protectors and all that kind of crap.
Sure.
No, I seriously have what I need in my drawer.
No kidding.
Yes.
You don't find a cord and say, doggone it, I forget what this goes to. I should stack this away.
I've thrown them all away.
Damn, Miles, you're a braver man than I am. Son of a gun.
If
I lived alone, I would toss them. But between the kids and the wife, I'm like, look. I know it, and again, it's like the bathroom. I know it does not apply to me, but I don't know who this is for, or what it goes to. Yeah. But if I throw it out, I will find out in a week, and they will be hostile.
I have a box that is basically one cord, and it has about 15 different connects to it. As far as what you can plug it in.
Yeah.
So you just snap the different thing on the top. So if I ever need anything like the drill to be plugged in, that works.
Okay.
A reclining chair goes in the back. It's electric.
Right.
It works in that. It works in everything.
Okay. Yes. I like it. Do you use all of your food storage containers, Miles?
I mean, I have Tupperware that I use to put food in.
Sure. But you don't have any that maybe you could probably throw away?
No. Because I have it in a small drawer.
You don't have any lids and containers that don't match anymore?
I do not.
God, got it.
We used to,
but we
did the purge.
Yeah.
You just buy from scratch, because it's not that expensive. In the end, it's like, look, man, I haven't used this lid. No one knows for the lid. Yeah. So we just bought them new, and we've actually stayed organized.
Pro tip. All the plastic crap you have.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You have no problem giving that away. You know, like, take this home with you.
Sure.
Or you could put that in, like, a quart-size bag or a gallon-size bag.
Yeah.
If you have glass...
Oh, I love
storage
glass.
Containers with a snap-on lids.
Yes.
You keep them organized, you do not lose them, and you never give them away.
Yes.
So that's the best way to go for
it. I love the glass.
I can put them in the
storage.
Dishwasher, they come clean, they don't get the orange crap on them when I put spaghetti sauce
Facts.
In there. They're glass.
Well, right, the flip side is, if I'm going to someone's house, I want the plastic one because I don't want to take it home. I don't want to have to remember to get my glass.
Exactly.
So I'm like, no, the glass does not go there. You get plastic.
My only problem with the glass, and we have Pyrex storage, so it's I love this stuff. The only problem with it is the lids. For whatever reason, right on the seam of the lid, it splits from time to time. I've had a couple lids split on that thing.
Uh-huh.
But that's my only gripe with it. I love the actual container. Miles, you're right. You don't get that nasty orange. You don't get those weird bubbles that are in there.
In,
right. I love them.
Sometimes it just depends on the food I have left over. Like, I don't want to put it in a bag. I'd rather put it in one of those containers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like lasagna.
Yeah.
Right.
Just put it in a flat container.
Exactly.
Plastic cutlery.
No. That's not true. We don't use it. In the summertime, we use it. Because the kids always have their goddamn friends at the house. So it's like, use this.
Sure. I have it in a box for when I have, like, people over doing that.
How often do you have people over, Miles?
Oh, in summertime, typically is when the plastic comes out.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, like, you know, potato salad, macaroni salad, anything you're eating, just like, here, throw it away.
I'm with you.
I have a box of them, but, yeah, it's just for, like, if people are over.
Right. I feel it. Okay.
It's just easier, frankly. I mean, even if I just have, like, four or five people over to watch a Hawks game, if we're having chili, it's like, here's the paper bowls, here's the plastic.
Do you have small paper plates, you know? That's when you bring that out.
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
Old towels and sheets.
Nope.
I got it, Miles.
No, why would I keep old sheets?
Freak.
What's going to happen?
For just in case somebody comes over and uses your bed.
Oh, I have sheets.
You can tell you live alone.
I have sheets for sure, but they're not old. They're new.
Hey, look, I mean, right. OCD works in two different ways, right? Like, Miles keeps a very clean, particular house.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, I wish I was that way, but I just don't care. So, you know what I mean? There was years where I would be like, gotta do this, gotta do that. And then finally I was just like, yeah, the problem is, like, I can walk in my house tonight, there could be two jackets laying on the side of my sofa. Like, it doesn't bother me.
Right.
It bugs me, but I have kids in the house. I would challenge anyone. Yeah. Like, hey, I clean up everything. And by the time you turn around, you're like, what just happened? Like, I literally just cleaned the living room. I turned around because you went in to watch TV, and all of your crap's back.
Exercise equipment.
No.
Damn it. That is a pretty big one.
It is.
I will say that. I know a couple people, though, that have treadmills that actually use them.
Right. I use my free weights at home.
I have dumbbells in my living room.
That's pretty much.
Yeah, but you probably use them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I get stoned and just do curls.
Right. We'll say there's an ab roller machine that I don't use. It's an ab roller device.
Yeah,
an
ab roller. Oh, yeah. See, right. Like a seat thing.
No, it's a...
when you put your arms on and roll out?
Exactly.
Ooh, that's
Those
tough,
are tough.
Man.
Oh, my God.
God, that's hard. I can't
kill
do
your abs.
I can't do
it. It takes like three, and then I'm dead.
It hurts my shoulders, too.
A few hours later.
Yeah, then when you get confident and you're doing it for a few weeks, like, I'm going to go all the way out. And boom, boom.
And down
every
time.
You go. Guaranteed.
Now I'm on the ground.
They do put in the honorable mention of going through your clothes. Anything that you might not wear anymore, which, Miles, you're actually pretty good about recycling everything that you got going on.
I mean, moving last year helped get rid of a lot of stuff. Yeah,
sure. That's a fact. But then the number one most useless thing in your house that is just wasting space. The single-use appliances. You may have thought it was a good idea to buy the panini press, waffle maker for your kitchen, but the dreams of hosting events when you actually use that appliance never come true.
Yeah. I've got one blender under the counter.
Yeah.
And I've got an air fryer on the counter.
But you use a blender as needed.
Yeah, exactly. So, you don't use it every day. It's like a mixer. I've got a handheld mixer. Yeah. Like that kind of thing.
Because if you don't have a blender, at the moment that you do need a blender, you're like, let me just get a goddamn blender.
Right. So the only time I lived like that was because it was me and two roommates. It was three of us. And we were in our early 20s. But, like, we had everything.
Like George Foreman grill, panini press.
Panini press. We had a quesadilla maker. I mean, you name it.
Which also could be a waffle maker. Sometimes
I think we had one of those. But granted, it was three dudes in their early 20s. Yeah. So like, we ate a lot of quesadillas and stuff. But like, we had a sandwich maker, which is the same thing.
Yeah,
but
I had a grilled cheese maker.
Yeah, but like now that I live alone and it's my own, like I wouldn't have all that crap.
The thing is I had made grilled cheese successfully. I make a good grilled cheese.
That's what I mean, your pan and a spatula, like, we are that.
Exactly.
But then all of a sudden you get this like grilled cheese press. Nah, man, it seals the cheese within. Like, oh God, I got
it. Was there a noticeable difference when you used it?
A noticeable difference.
What I'd be able to say, what's
it
your secret?
It made a worse grilled cheese.
Really?
I didn't like it.
My mom has the same can opener that we had as a kid, electric, on the counter in her kitchen. Yeah. Damn thing still works like a charm, but I mean, I can't just open a can with a can opener.
Right.
Crying out loud.
Damn. Everybody had those. My grandma had one. I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
The NFL draft is underway, and your Seattle Seahawks have the 16th pick. I'll tell you, hopefully, what they do with it at 5:50.
No way.
You're not going to get there.
No way.
We'll see what happens.
You're not going. By the way, I was 10 for 10 on that one.
Oh, yes. Good job, Miles. You clean.
All right, time to get a contestant on the line for Profile. This is 206-803-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.